Video, Ragin Cage and James Carville, I can't be in the same party with Zoran Mamdani's anti-Semitic candidates. By Lowell Coffee Lawn, June 27, 2026. Veteran campaign strategist and commentator James the Ragin' Cage and Carville says Democrats have gone a bridge too far by nominating anti-Israel socialists in primaries. And he not only won't cross it, he says the party should dynamite it. Carville made his comments on his podcast with co-host Al Hunt as they dissected a recent slate of New York primary winners as part of a socialist. Critics say communist movement they say does not belong in the Democratic Party. Carville, despite his explosive podcasting style in recent years, does know politics. He was a key strategist in the 1992 election of Bill Clinton, helping the then-underdog Arkansas governor triangulate as a new Democrat to win back traditional Democrats and independents which the party had lost in the Reagan Revolution. The candidate under scrutiny in Thursday's Politics War Room podcast was Democratic Socialist Daria Lysa Avila Chevalier, one of three far-left-wing candidates backed by New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani, all of whom won alarming victories in Tuesday's primary. Carville, a voracious, often profane, critic of Republicans and particularly President Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, said there are certain ideas coming from the left that will drive Democrats from the party. Carville said regarding Chevalier, she has attacked interracial relationships and the American flag. Lady, I ain't in the same party as you. I'm sorry. I'm just not, and I actually do think it's time for Democrats to talk this word, schism. I really do. Carville's more subdued co-host Hunt suggested that extremist nominees may complicate the politically existential question of winning in November. However, while both agreed that Republicans are overplaying these three candidates as representing Democrats, they also said they should not be welcomed in the party. Carville invoked the metaphor of a big tent. Everybody's always said, no, no, we're a coalition. We're a big tent, he said. And there's just some shit that I can't be in the same tent with. He also said many of the recent far-left candidates actually dislike the Democratic Party, but are nonetheless using its primaries as a vehicle that's less objectionable with voters to gain power. Let's negotiate terms of a schism here, Carville said. Maybe we can part under some kind of advantageous terms for both of us, but I'm done. And I'm not in that fucking political party. He elaborated further. I am totally comfortable in a political party that spends time questioning the policies of the government of Israel. In fact, I'm enthusiastic about that. I don't want to be in a political party that denies the right of the state of Israel to exist. That's just not, I just can't do that. I'm sorry. It's just not doable. Hunt called the candidates a great gift to Donald Trump. He said it would be beneficial for other Democratic leaders like former President Barack Obama and others to stand up and disavow these candidates. Hunt also argued that if Democrats do not win a sweeping victory in November, that group of crazies will be able to just sabotage New York House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries every step of the way, according to Fox News's analysis of the podcast. The pair also cited left-wing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, as someone who had alarmed traditional Democrats when she first came to Congress but settled in as a popular left-wing firebrand who didn't try to burn down the caucus. I don't think this group has that potential, Hunt said. Carville replied, I don't either. And I think Oc is smart. I could be in the same party with her in many ways. I can't be in the same party with Ms. Chevalier. Can't do it. Sorry. Breitbart contributor Lowell Caulfield covered the 1980 election of Ronald Reagan for the Detroit News. He is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and nine other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.